I've been very fortunate to be returned now on three occasions, both town council and county council. I'm coming to the end of a five-year contract that I had with the people. Obviously, there's been many things, but one of the things would be the fact that the town council would be no longer there, Donal. As you know, my family, myself and my father, had nearly 50 years' service unbroken. I also had a great-grandfather who had over 40 years' service. I would just like to thank the people who have shown the faith in me. I'd like to thank my family, friends and supporters, and also through yourself, the media, who've always been very fair to me.
We know that you were disappointed that you didn't get a nomination to run in the general election for Fianna Fáil back in 2011. Is that in any way affecting this decision today?
There's a lot of talk about Gareth Brooke at the moment, and maybe that was my own answered prayer, Donal, with regards to the politics and the way it's going. I suppose there's been many things, and there's things that have happened, but there's been far more better times than there's been challenging times. It would be unfair of me to start giving out reasons why I'm not going forward, because it would sound then as if it's not a vocation I'd like to see people going into, and I'd really encourage as many people as possible. I'd love to see a lot of people going forward.
So what then for Desi Larkin now?
That's a very good point. I'm just finishing a phase of my life through education where hopefully I'll have my BA in public management by the end of this April month, and the CVs will be going out, and hopefully maybe that there would be an opportunity for me to use the vast amount of experience that I have accrued during my political life, hopefully help in some other aspect of the social life within Donegal.